Have you ever had someone completely misperceive or misunderstand you, thinking you were trying to do something or be a certain way that you weren't? Today, we'll talk about why those kinds of misperceptions can happen and how you might be able to think differently about them today on the Be Do Concept Podcast. Hi, I'm Lindy Kirby, mother of seven, a speaker, singer-songwriter, mentor, author, podcaster, and the founder of the Be Do Concept. And you're listening to the Be Do Concept Podcast. Thanks so much for listening. This is the first episode on the podcast where I want to teach you about the Be Do Concept and how it can help you in your relationships as well as in your life to be able to avoid misperceptions and misunderstandings, but also to be able to love and to be able to improve your relationships and your life. I discovered this concept over 10 years ago while I was still married and trying to understand my husband's different way of thinking. And I've been trying to understand this concept ever since. It's powerful and it's brought a lot of peace and understanding. And it's been able to help me move forward in a lot of ways, helping me to be who I'm meant to be and do what I felt inspired to do. Today, I just want to share the most basic part of the Be Do concept so that you can understand what it is really in a nutshell. It's quite basic on the surface level, but it also goes really, really deep. I'm excited that I can just jump from topic to topic and give you a good feel of everything. But today, we're just going to start simple. Before I go too far with any of this, I just want to say for those that don't know me at all, I'm a music major. I have a Bachelor of Arts in Music. I help people write songs for a living, and I also mentor and help people through their trials and in becoming who they feel inspired to be. But I'm not a doctor. I'm not a psychiatrist, a psychologist, or any kind of psychology major. I have a couple daughters who are. I do love psychology. I love reading and studying, but I'm not credentialed in psychology at all. This concept has come rather as revelation and as an answer to my own prayers. I was praying really hard while I was still married to try and improve the relationship I had with my husband. I didn't understand why he didn't feel close to me because I was trying to show love in all the ways I knew how, and I couldn't figure out what else to do to try to improve my relationship. I could tell he didn't feel close to me, but I didn't know why, and I didn't want to be miserable for the rest of my life because I felt like I was supposed to stay married. So I was praying really, really hard that somehow I could have a better relationship with him, that I could know how to help him feel more loved, and that I could actually have more love for him because I knew that would help us in our relationship. So I was praying. And the Be Do concept came as an answer to those prayers. And I hope that it'll be an answer to yours as well. So let's jump in. First, I just want you to understand, like I said, the concept on the most basic level. The Be Do concept is about a spectrum between two different and opposite ways of thinking. My ex-husband and I are the perfect models for these different ways of thinking because we thought in completely opposite ways, but we didn't know anything about it our entire marriage. We were married for over 23 years, but because we were opposites in our thinking, we were just a mess. It was hard in our marriage. But understanding what was happening and why things were going the way they were going, it makes sense now. And I think our marriage would have been a lot different if I had known about it then. I've learned there's opposition in all things, so it shouldn't really be a surprise that there would be opposite ways of thinking. But now I understand it on a completely different level. Now, usually when you think about opposites, you think about like good or bad, light and dark, health and sickness. Usually one of those seems good and the other one seems bad. And it's natural to think that your way of thinking is the right way to think and that whoever is opposite you must be thinking in some kind of a bad way. But that's the difference in this concept because both ways of thinking are good. They're both powerful, and by learning the different ways of thinking, it will propel your life forward. It will help you understand these different ways of thinking, the ways people are trying to think and do good in the world, and it can help you to better be who you want to be and do what you were meant to do. When I was first learning this concept, it was overwhelming. It was like I had all these details running around in my brain, but I just couldn't put them together. So as I was trying to help my husband understand all these things I was learning, I think he just thought I was crazy. My husband had been labeled so many different ways during our marriage. He thought that's what I was trying to do again. I mean, we had learned about so many other kinds of opposites between us. We learned about different love languages. We had different personality types. We learned a lot about different mental illnesses. We had different energy types, different motivation types, even different attachment types. And in all of these, we were completely opposite. My husband just didn't want to be labeled one more way, and he felt like I was trying to put him in some kind of a box. And maybe you're thinking that too, as we're talking about be thinking and do thinking. It is a label in that way, but it's not meant to box anyone in. It's meant to help you understand yourself, and so you can break out of that box and be able to think in different ways that can help you in your relationship. This concept is really about learning how to love, being able to see a different perspective than your own so that you can become more of a loving and a kind person. The problem with these opposite ways of thinking is that people show love in these opposite ways. And unfortunately, the way the opposite side sees that love is seen as something completely opposite. So though I was trying to show love my whole marriage, it was being perceived as something mean and unkind. And I was blown away when I learned my husband's way of thinking, and that things I thought he was doing our whole entire marriage that seemed mean and unkind, I learned he was actually doing to show love. That's a whole nother podcast episode, which I'll talk about later. But just know that these opposites are real, and that a lot of times the things we think other people are thinking may not be what they're actually thinking at all. As I began to learn more about my husband's opposite way of thinking, I actually was able to let go of all of the other labels that I had learned about. I didn't need to know them. All I needed to know was how to show love and to show it in a way that helped him to feel loved. And I think that's so true, that when we feel loved, then relationships automatically get better. We feel accepted. We feel like it's worth trying again in our marriage. And it's been really amazing to be able to help people see that people are showing love, but just in ways sometimes that can't be felt. And when you start to see it, not only can it help you feel loved, but then you have a way to talk about these things so that people can shift the way they're showing it to ways that won't be so hurtful, but instead in ways that will feel like love to them. It does take two people to make a really great relationship, but I found that one person who decides to show love in the other person's opposite way can really make a big difference. But the problem for me was, though I could see that my husband wasn't trying to hurt me and that he actually did love me, I still didn't understand his way of thinking enough to be able to show love in ways that weren't hurting him. And unfortunately, our marriage fell apart. We did get divorced, but I could see that he wasn't a bad person. So many of the people that I started dating after my divorce would talk about their divorces and their terrible marriages, and I could see that they felt like their spouses were these horrible, awful people, and that's kind of how my husband felt about me. But I could also see the other person's perspective, and a lot of times I felt like they were missing this concept. That was when I really realized that this concept wasn't just between my husband and I, but it was bigger than just us, because I could see these different perspectives in a lot of the people I was talking with. There were some that were open to seeing a different perspective, and it was amazing to talk to them as they could go, oh, like, okay, maybe I was wrong about them, and maybe they weren't such a horrible person. But you can't be too upset with yourself. All of us are doing the best we can. They're trying to be the best we can with the knowledge that we have at the time. And my whole marriage, I didn't know these different ways of thinking. And I have to be kind to myself that I really was trying to do the best I could. And as you learn, I hope you'll be kind to yourself, realizing that maybe you didn't know all these things either. But bringing some awareness to it can help. And that's really another reason why I'm sharing this podcast. So let's talk about this spectrum between these two opposite ways of thinking. On one side of the spectrum is what I call the be thinking side, and on the other is the do thinking side. These are the extremes in thinking. Obviously, not everyone fits in these two different ways of thinking, but my husband and I did, and there's the spectrum of thinking in between. Most people do think in more of a being way or a doing way. So let's start, and we'll start on the be thinking side. Be thinking is about focusing on who you are and how you're trying to be. They're really good at looking at the big picture of things and realizing how they are and how they influence others for either good or bad by how they are being. They're not so focused on what they're doing because depending on the kind of person you're trying to be, what you do will just naturally flow. So they're not worried about that. They're just focusing on the kind of person that they are trying to be, whether it's a good person or a bad person. They can be either. On the other side of the spectrum are the do thinkers. Do thinkers focus on what they're trying to get done, what they're doing, and the kind of result they're trying to get or achieve. They're really good at looking at the details and single focusing on them so that they can get things accomplished. They usually have a great energy and they recognize how what they do affects people for good or for bad. They aren't really focused on trying to be any certain way because depending on what you're choosing to do shows the kind of person you are. Whether you're trying to be a good person or a bad person, it all depends on the kind of things you're choosing to do. So they're focused on doing. Both of these ways of thinking are powerful. And you can switch at any time between one or the other once you understand these different focuses. Through one lens, you can see how you're being. Through another lens, you can see what you're doing. However, a lot of the misperceptions happen when people that are thinking in a be way are assuming that other people are trying to think like them in a being way. So when people are mean or they're upset or they're frustrated, they assume that they're trying to be offensive. And on the other side of that, for do thinkers, when people are doing things that seem really rude to them, they just assume that they're thinking like them and that they're doing those things to be mean or to be unkind. And that's, I believe, why a lot of these misperceptions happen. When I first started learning about this concept, I didn't get the being side at all. It was just not how I thought. And to be honest, it just didn't seem as important as focusing on what you did all the time. And I also didn't feel loved by my husband's being way of thinking. I felt loved by the things he did for me. So when he didn't seem willing to do the things that would make me feel loved, it just felt like he didn't care about me. And I couldn't see why I would ever want to learn this other way of thinking that just seemed so unkind. However, my perspective changed when I started complaining to my best friend. My best friend, she is amazing. She lives in Florida, which is on the other side of the country right now from me. But we were roommates in college and I just love her to death. But we have continued to talk ever since we were roommates in college. We would talk each Monday. And so I was calling her this day and I was complaining about all the things I was learning about these differences, this be-do thing. And his just seemed so crazy to me. And so I was complaining to her that he wasn't willing to do anything for me and that he loved in some kind of being way that I just didn't understand. And that's when I realized from our talk that my best friend also thought in my husband's being way. I wanted her to empathize and to just think it was so crazy that he wouldn't do for me. But instead, she said, "Lindy, I think in that being way too." And as we talked more, she started to help me understand that love for her had nothing to do with what a person did because you love the person. You love them for who they are, and it doesn't matter what they do. And as she was saying this, the truth of her statement obviously hit my heart because I knew that was true. I'd been taught that, but I just didn't know how to put that together to really make sense of it because he was doing things I really didn't like. And you'll probably feel some of that too as you learn these differences, and especially if you're on different sides of the spectrum as I was, trying to figure out how to put that all together in a way that can be helpful to you. And I'm hoping this podcast will help. From the outside, it can really look exactly the same. Obviously, you can do something with a be mindset or a do mindset, and nobody would even notice the difference from the outside. However, if you're upset with someone or you're trying to help someone, especially when someone's not feeling good about themselves or they're just feeling sad or down, a lot of times misperceptions come as we're trying to help people. So be thinkers usually want to help people to be able to be. That's the way they think. That's what they think people need. Because if they can just be happy, you know, or get into a better mindset, then obviously that will help them feel better. Or they can help them feel good about themselves by telling them how awesome they are. And do thinkers feel like you help people by helping them to do something. Because if they do something, that can also often help people to feel better. Or do something would get the result that they want. However, when you're expecting be thinkers to just do something or do thinkers to just be a certain way, that's when the problems happen. And that's the problem with the misperceptions and the misunderstandings that I'm hoping this podcast can bring some awareness to. Like I said, there's so much that goes into the concept, and I can't go into all of that right now, but I want to just this episode talk about those different ways of thinking, this be way of thinking and this do way of thinking. Now, you could also be more of a big picture thinker, but think in more of a doing way, or you might be more of a detailed thinker and think in more of a being way. These are all totally different parts on the spectrum, but the far sides are more be thinking with the big picture on the be side and the details on the do thinking side. I'm working on a questionnaire that will help people to be able to understand which side of the scale they're on or where they fit. But I think a lot of people, if they really start thinking about how they think, they can figure out where they are on the spectrum. If you're more of a big picture thinker or a more detailed thinker, or if you think more about trying to be a certain way, or if you're trying to do things a certain way. It gets a little confusing because detailed thinkers, they really are good at doing, because when you're focused on the details, it helps you to do. And if you're focused more on the big picture, then it makes it easier to be. So it gets a little confusing, and it's why it's taken me so long to figure out this concept. But hopefully just bringing, like I said, the awareness to it, it can help you understand people. Because when you understand people, then relationships get better, things get better, and you can show love in ways that will actually feel like love to them. I believe opposites attract, and so a lot of times in relationships, we're attracted to our opposite. I was very detail-oriented, and so I was attracted to my husband's big-picture way of thinking. He didn't care what anyone else thought. He knew who he was, and that was really attractive to me because I didn't know who I was. I wasn't that way. I was always very self-conscious and worried about what other people thought, and so that really drew me into him. I asked my husband before we got divorced what had attracted him to me, and he told me it was how spontaneous I was. I had this energy, and I would just do whatever I felt like doing, and I was very happy all the time. And, you know, learning that really hit my heart because I was somebody who had continued to change myself for my husband, trying to help him to be happy, trying to help him like me, all these things that I don't do anymore because I've learned who I am. But I realized that those were things he found attractive in me because those were some of his weaknesses. And I was attracted to him because of his strengths and because of those things that were weaknesses for me. Opposites attract. And so often I find these differences in couples. And when you recognize the strength that they have, instead of expecting them to think like you, you can learn from them and be able to learn their different way of thinking. Because honestly, learning to think in my ex-husband's way has been one of the best things that has ever happened. I feel less like a victim, and I'm able to see a bigger picture that's helped me realize that I do have something of value to share. And by sharing this concept and being this person that I feel like God wants me to be, I feel like I'm fulfilling my purpose in life better, even though it's something completely a little bit out of my comfort zone. I'm excited about it, and it's definitely expanded my view. I've also had a lot of opportunities to talk with a lot of B thinkers, and a lot of them get stuck. They don't feel like they can ever be enough. They're struggling with feeling good about themselves, and to do anything just feels really hard for them. But by being able to teach them some of the do thinking skills, it's been able to help them stop looking at the big picture all the time that can sometimes depress them, and be able to better focus on just one detail at a time, to be able to do one thing. A lot of times you have to shut out the big picture to be able to do. And for do thinkers, sometimes it's good to stop looking at all the details and look at the bigger picture. And so big picture and detailed thinking play a big part in these different be and do ways of thinking. As I've learned how to understand these different ways of thinking, I've been able to look back at my marriage and see how hard my husband was trying. Though he wasn't doing the things I wished he would do, in his way of be thinking, he was always trying to build me up, always trying to help me feel like I could be the person I wanted to be. Things that I hadn't valued at the time, but now I do. And as I'm looking to get married again, I'm looking for those qualities of be thinking and do thinking. I think they're both so, so important. I love to be able to help people see these differences and be able to see the ways people are showing love, and to be able to help point out maybe some differences in the way you show love that can help them to feel more loved. It's not about love languages. And like I said, I'll have to do a whole podcast on love languages, but it's about how you think about love. I'm sure there are people who won't agree with this concept or think that it's dumb or that you shouldn't try to love people who think opposite you. But I can promise you that if you're willing to see a different perspective than your own, to humble yourself a little bit so that you can see it, there is so much value to be gained by learning a different perspective. It's really helped me to be able to love myself, to love God, and to love especially those people that maybe were hard to love before. I've been able to just open my heart to anybody. I can just be myself, and I'm not afraid to be or to do what I feel inspired to do. It's just changed everything. I want to mention that I am a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I don't want that to be something people don't know about me, but I also don't want people to think that this concept is just for members of my church. I believe it's for anyone who has a desire to love, to live that great commandment, to love God with all your heart, and to also love other people as yourself. I'm grateful that I feel like I can finally start sharing this concept. I've learned there's always an opposite to everything. So if you think one thing about one person, then there's an opposite way of looking at it. And that's actually a good thing, because a lot of times people get stuck in their thinking. They think this is how it is. There's nothing that can change it. But if you can look at it in an opposite way, how you're being or what you can do, there's always a way to get out of that, to move forward and to be able to have a better life, to be happy and to improve relationships. And that's really the difference that I've noticed as I have been able to learn and understand the be-do concept. I'm grateful for it. I'm excited to share it with you. I'm sure you'll have questions, and I'm excited to answer them. Feel free to message me. I'd love to hear your comments, your suggestions. And like I said, if there's questions that you may have, I will probably plan new podcasts to make sure that I'm answering your questions. If you'd like some extra support in learning about this concept, how it applies particularly to you above the podcast, then I also do mentoring and group mentoring. And you can find those at my website at lindykirby.com. Again, thanks so much for listening. If you want to subscribe, then you'll know when the next episode comes out, and it'll also help me get the word out. And if you know someone who is struggling in a relationship who really might be able to use this message, I would appreciate if you would share it, because that's the people I really want to help. People that were like me who just didn't know how to improve their marriage, but there definitely is hope. And that's what I want to share. Again, thanks for listening. I hope you have a wonderful Christmas and a happy new year. And until next time, I will see you. Thanks.